not going to generate a healthy cell. I mean, right now, like this, if I go to China right now, I'm just being devil's advocate and say, well, I can get stem cells. The reality is, all I'm going to do is at best duplicate the cells that I already have. It would be what I'm offering. What I've seen more in research world is better for if you have a cardiac event and you have damaged tissue, the stem cells can revert and generate healthy tissue. So it's more organ specific where the stem cells come into play, because trying to target every cell in the body is a challenge.
So we have many questions within that question.
I was saying so.
So the first thing I want to say is, on the first question, if you put that stem cell, let's say, let's put a stem cell into your brain and goes next to the neuron, or into the spinal cord, goes next to the neuron, and it's just going to replicate the FA neuron. So the answer is yes and no. So no, it's not going to replicate the FA neuron because that cell has normal levels of frataxin. So it should be able to work normally with a normal level of frataxin. Except that cells that have a low amount of frataxin, or any cells that are having problems, give out signals that are saying, I'm not doing well. So this is actually one of the problems with stem cell therapy is once they get into the place they're supposed to be in, do they receive the correct signals to actually be what they're supposed to become, or are they getting the signal of we're not doing well? So it's a yes and no answer. So, but theoretically, the cell has enough frataxin to be a normal cell. So that's really the answer to the first question. Then, should we be going more into organ specific? So of course, yes, one of the labs in Australia is trying to make tissues. And actually cardiac tissues from stem cells to go into therapy. So that I kind of don't have the answer whether we need to make organ specific or I think what a lot of people are trying to do is trying to do the precursor of the tissue of interest. So I think Duchenne muscular dystrophy actually a long time ago, there was a lot of work on this where they took precursors or satellite cells for muscle cells called precursors and injected that into Duchenne muscles. So this was more principles. You can't get all the muscle, but it was directly. And the problem is, what is that precursor? What is the state of that precursor that's closest to becoming, so Duchenne it was a muscle, but closest to becoming a neuron? What is that? And is that, can we understand what that cell is? And then can we use that cell to put it back in the tissue and just see if it happens? That's where the research is going. It's probably not the stem cell that is the stem cell that is capable of doing every single cell in the body that's going to be interesting to put in. Specifically, as I said before, these stem cells can divide constantly, and constantly dividing cell can become cancer. So this is not a good idea. So I think that a lot of research going into truly stem cell therapy is actually needed to look at what is the closest thing to a precursor or close precursor to the neuron, for example, that we can use that if we put this back in our body, it's actually going to become the correct neuron because it's going to have the correct, what we call niche. So all the correct signals. And then we move back to the problem, but what if they get signals that the fact that the cells are not doing well in there? That's the hurdles, I think, in this stem cell.
Any other questions?
It's a little after 5. Anybody else have another question? Well, I want to thank the doctors for coming here, and let's give them a hand. These are the folks that are making it happen. So, thank you. Any follow-up comments?
I think we need to ambush Norm is what we need.
I think you're good.